Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DestroParods.com Anime Club for Angel Beats. This week, we're going to take a look at episodes 5 and 6 of the series. I'm your host, the Dead Man. Joining me today, as always, we have Bovion.
Hello.
And Punchatron.
Yo.
So, as always, we're watching this on VLC Media Player. We have the first episode, episode 5, paused at a minute 30, right after the theme song, with the OP. And, yeah, so, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
So once again, it's VLC, buck 30 in. So, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Was the whole episode just an actual lecture?
The fuck does AD mean?
Advertisement? Angel Assault? Oh, fuck! Army of Angels!
What?
They are really top-lit. Like, seriously, their hair turns white. And DK just doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, this is the episode with the chair.
By failing your exams?
Yep, they're going to sabotage your exams.
They explain it in a bit.
See? Yep. You think I'll retain her dignity by just a sudden and immediate grade drop? You know, it's not like there's like a group of students that is dedicated to destroying her. Oh, wait. How do you know her emotions aren't made of steel? You know, they're humans with emotions of steel. Yeah, they spelled favor right. Or wrong. Or I don't know which.
They spelled neither of those words right.
I keep forgetting which one puts the U in.
You do.
The right way. If there's no U, it's American.
Which is why there are no U's in favor on the website. I always remove them.
I despise you.
Our main traffic is from America.
I want everyone to know that every time I type favor, I put a U in it, and Deadman has to remove it.
Shut the fuck up! No one's going to call you Christ, no matter how much you say, call me Christ.
Considering it's an organization that hates God?
Yeah. Yes, with this random draw, pull out this one specific number. I'm totally a bitch.
Don't any of you know how to palm your own number? Like, you need to learn this shit, guys.
Yeah, you'd think for like some kind of military or kind of military quote unquote organization. I want to be Jesus. For every single question, even the multiple choice ones. Should be too hard.
The stunts are awesome.
So he'll have two test papers? Or he just won't hand in one?
They don't care if they fail, so he won't hand in one. Or he'll hand in hers.
Cowbells.
Oh,
It's great. It's like, we need to destroy her. Wait, what's her name? Fuck. I got to drop a deuce. I just really need to shit, okay?
No one tried fucking asking?
Nope, they're idiots, okay? They don't talk, they just shoot. You get it? Bitch.
I'm starting to get an idea of what this series is going to do to me. I'm not sure I like it.
Fuck the test. You probably couldn't answer it right anyway.
And wait for it.
A bamboo stock.
No one gives
That's
a fuck.
That's the best thing you can fucking come up with.
Just pronounce
Wait
your,
for it.
Pronounce your love for Otanashi. Instant replay on life. Fantastic. It's okay. I'm okay. Why? I didn't know what scene he'd be in. He turned into a different anime. Fuck off, Christ.
Don't call him that.
I don't know his real name. Okay, I forget it. Evil. Flip your dick out. Does he get people attention? I love this fucking intense music happening while it's happening. Bitch, you're supposed to be the subtle one. Do you see me missing some frames in your animation? All glory be to our Venusian overlords. Jesus Christ!
Oh, Christ!
This is spinning. I'm Batman. I'm the knight.
Well, it made it more effective that that happened while he was shirtless.
Yeah. And he's in the process of just putting his shirt back on. Oh, God! That just looks
Holy
wrong.
Holy shit!
Please. Okay, Takayama, that's his name. Don't even give him a chance to say it.
This could backfire real quick.
Oh, yeah, totally. Don't forget, she has giant arm blades. I don't understand why Hinata just didn't confess to Otanashi right there, because that would have been much better, like, a thing. Just a gay pronunciation of love. Yes, it is. A horrible, dirty lie, you filthy bastard. Did you not learn the first time?
You really have to extend that last syllable so long.
Ah. I don't even know what that was.
Where are your frames?
Did drop somebody on all he has is keyframes. No transitional frames. They does it one more time. It's like, it's okay, she's just on the rag. Dude, put on a shirt, please.
You're worse than the fucking werewolves from Twilight.
Yeah. At least theirs look somewhat at least their muscles look somewhat natural. Oh god. Wow.
Oh.
Unexpected. He didn't even react to the last second. Does anyone else notice how many people are thrown to the ceilings?
Because it's funny.
Yeah. Especially this little replay with the theme song playing.
You know, they don't have to make her get zero on every exam. They could stop here.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's like, you could just make her be really, really good at, like, a shit subject.
No, it's not!
Just have TK do anything. That'll get everyone's attention.
Yeah, he doesn't need to go flying. He has to be TK.
He just has to exist. And good lord, man, put on some clothing! You look horrible.
What?
Yes, the plan is pretty much perfect. Wow. Just right up on him. Hinata only had minor brain damage. Well, that was depressing. And no one thinks that it's even somewhat suspicious. The plan is perfect! Yes, you think they'd realize that, you know, hey, her handwriting doesn't look anything like her handwriting. Pretty simple. Really, it's not that big of a problem. This is an easily solvable problem. I'm just so invested in everything that's happening in this school. I totally don't want to kill myself right now. You guys are fucked.
Maybe the new student council president's going to be worse.
Yeah, they're the enemy you know. And Nublo's doing pretty well. They don't give a fuck. Why was there one girl just punching herself in the face over and over again?
She's just so goddamn happy.
I'm so fucking excited. Then get a bullet up the ass. There's a really weird disconnect between the band and the set. Like, here it looks fine. But, well, not so much, because, you know, the mag is still CG. Just add that in post.
We forgot microphones, okay?
Yeah. Do you think they do, like, the... Do you think there's, like, an animation equivalent of putting a tennis ball in your eye line? So that, like, that they just cut it out in post? Show the balls out, people! Yes, more so than usual. Is Nerda just going to jump the fuck out of nowhere and stab himself? Don't worry, she's just going to start punching herself, rocking out with the crowd. They don't give a fuck. Oh my god, the horror! She's gonna eat fucking tofu! Jesus Christ! At least that's what the applause meter says. That just looks sad. Really, really sad. And I don't know why. Oh! A man! It's so sad! Oh! And Jesus Christ, these people are prepared for their lunches. That's actually his full name. There's a bit of subtext under there you can't read. No fucking way. Jesus Christ. just need 5 seconds of horrible death pains and then it tastes pretty good. All she wanted was some tofu. Some spicy ass tofu. And you guys took it away from me, you assholes. You are all terrible people. Congratulations. I bet it's her favorite food, and she like eats it and gets the pain away with other pain. Like, oh, I feel so much hurt. I might as well just eat this horrible shit. Oh, God, it burns! You don't believe in God. Is no one curious that there are guns in the middle of the cafeteria?
Well, as long as they're not doing anything, nobody bats an eye, really.
Even when they're doing stuff, as long as awesome music is playing, they don't give a fuck, I guess. You know, they don't care that they got all of
Except
their money
stolen.
Except
it probably wasn't a silly question.
Until the end of this series, I cannot listen to this ending credit music without thinking of not to fly into the ceiling. In slow motion at that. It really is. I reiterate.
You broke people. Her.
Guess that was episode 5. And there's Hinata in a headlock. Guess yeah, that was episode 5. I liked it. It was good.
As did I. I'm starting to see the changes that the series is going to make.
Yeah.
The new direction is going to go in.
So give you guys a second to load up the next episode. We're back at episode 6. And we are back. Still VLC. Still paused at minute 30. Sorry. It's 1:30 for after the opening credits. You guys ready?
Ready. Yeah.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Reflection room.
Mine said introspection.
They let him have the axe? And good lord, man.
Why is his shirt still off?
Why not? They're all dead anyway. Yes. Wait, what? So that's our explanation for why no one is reacting to this fucking... I'm having Twilight flashbacks. It must be very difficult to walk at that angle. And was that Rain Man music?
That seems to always be the argument of small-breasted girls in anime, is that they're softer.
Yeah. You're going to be doing science? TK just hiding on the wall. Just, hey guys, I'm totally okay. Don't worry, he can just make more out of dirt. Go, you're gonna kill somebody.
Seriously? Eating a snack?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I
we
am
need
a fucking
Yagami Light in this scene.
There's a gambling in the back. Okay. Shut up. Was she actually making those noises, or were those just sound effects for us?
I think they were more for us.
I don't know.
I am a ninja, in case you couldn't tell. I got it. So.
Just gonna lay across your desks here.
Nobody gives a fuck. Bounce, bitches.
Yes, you will, TK. Yes, you will.
Everyone fucking bolted with that kid, just like hiding his snacks. And he has a bolo tie. Yes. Like most schools, there's a jail. And of course, Hinata gets the crotch right in his face. And just like that, no one gives a fuck. Damn. That is a good shot. Oh!
It truly does seem that by achieving their one goal, they've just made their main goal seem less likely.
Oh, yeah. Now you have a president who's willing to beat you mercilessly. Why does everyone call it that?
Because that's what the dish is called.
Like the Mapo tofu. That makes sense. But every single person is the Mapo tofu no one ever dares order. Every single person. Fuck class, get tofu. I used to cut, but now I just eat this. I didn't know. I'm learning so much about myself. Oh, Christ. Why? You're not doing anything. To the prison!
The school is a fucking, like, maximum security jail down there?
Yep. With one bed that they keep multiple people in at any given time.
Yeah, it's a holding cell.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they have multiple beds in there? Like, remember, the entire fucking, like, group was in there earlier. Did they all share one bed?
They probably weren't sleeping too much.
Moe? Let me use that term right.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a bit iffy on my Japanese terminologies.
Yes, that.
Perhaps in an upcoming issue of Amos Wandering's Uncle Punchatron's Learning Corner. Available every other week, on distroprods.com. It must be broken. It must not be these giant thick walls in between everything that keep blocking the signal. Shit be fucked.
Huh.
Oh my god. You mean the guy who doesn't dress like any other person in the school is actually not an NPC? Who'd have thunk it? Yes. But out of the table, I mean on the roof. So congratulations. It's all your fault. Fuck. Well, this got dark. Oh, Christ. Motherfucker.
You mean the people who shot me over and over again?
She don't care. When you can do that, you don't really give a fuck about a lot. Well, dick cheese. Yes, I asked something weird, like, are you really an angel? That's not really a stupid question. It was a completely logical question, given the circumstances. This shit got really depressing.
I am sad.
And I know it's going to get worse. The dopeness. Oh, Christ. It's a fucking fork.
No, it's a trident.
It's got enough. It's a fucking flower! For defense! Well, it could be like some like weird Senbon Zakuta thing that Byakuya has. Very tiny blades that move at impossible speeds. Flowers! Let's bounce, girl! Fuck, purple lightning. Oh, Jesus Christ! The shit is dark! Pathetic Valsy all up in this bitch!
The student council just
yep.
murdering people.
Wow, that was a weird angle to run down those stairs at. I'm better than you, bitch. What, it's not against any regulations to murder people? You're about as much God as Takayama is Christ.
So you know they actually are father and son?
Everyone life was shit, bro. Hinata died from baseball. That is harsh.
I don't think this world is meant to choose God.
Yeah.
I don't see any diaries.
Not at all. Those bags of chips are barely threatening at all. Fuck that noise!
You can't make them die forever.
So they figured it out. Well, he did anyway. This... with some different dialogue, it's going to be a very different scene. A much more disturbing scene. As a note to people in the world, hypnotism does not work like that. It is the power of suggestion, not mind control. Anything that you don't, like, anything that you are morally against, you don't do. Their eyes look like they're on drugs. I could see eternity inside your faces. And they all have different hair color and eye color. Apparently mommy got around.
That can happen.
Not really. I was on a lot of drugs. Every other person's death in here was drugs. Well, fuck. Japanese families. Fuck. These people are assholes. Are they just looping the same footage over and over again?
Perhaps.
God, you're an asshole. I can see this guy who keeps emotionally and physically abusing me over and over again. Because he's my daddy. It's a good thing I kept poisoning him. What is it with every other series I watch lately having some weird kind of masochistic bent to all the characters? They're like, I want him to keep yelling at me. God, I want to hit him even more. Come on, hit me. Cut me. Call me a bitch.
So he's sad about his father being...
not able to abuse him anymore.
Yeah.
Talking about how everything is hard.
Are you going to hug him to death?
Just, all of this is just so gay. Look, the position he's holding him in, the constantly saying things are hard. The one in my arms is you. Fuck my brother! Because that one time his dad said, good job, he would take everything he would ever be dealt in life again. Get it?
Way to solve everything. Hug it out. Just hug it out.
Yep. Look at that, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Say how hard things are. Emphasis on hard. Okay, so that was episodes 5 and 6 of Angel Beats. What do you guys think?
The show is going to break me. I'm feeling it.
Oh.
I am feeling it.
Oh, are you now?
This isn't even the half of it.
Oh, fuck no, dude.
No, I know. I know it's going to get worse, and that's why I know it's going to break me.
Yeah. So, let's dig into episode 5 first. So, with that one, fuck, that was depressing.
Yeah, and it started off real lighthearted, but...
yeah, it was really hilarious, like, the first bit with the fantastic. Use the ending theme. It was so goddamn fantastic. But then, around the point that Tachibana closes that door is when things just start getting more and more depressing.
Just sudden shift, but like, despite the fact they changed it suddenly, the transition felt natural.
Yeah, even though it was like a sudden kind of jump, they still had enough normal stuff in between the seeing how horrible everything has gone and the really light-hearted stuff at the beginning to make it feel like it was more of a gradual change. Because, you know, we still got the scene of Girl Demo rocking the fuck out and everyone being, like, super crazy with the guns and the Hoosits. And then, oh, wait, we're horrible people.
Like, yeah, I, she's actually a young girl, and you broke her heart.
I kind of saw that coming when they were sabotaging her exam. I'm just sitting here thinking, you people are horrible.
Yeah, like, people should have seen that coming when we learned out she had a name. The second a character has a name, then they start going horrible. Either the world starts going horrible, or the characters do. And
yep, they're all terrible people.
Oh yeah, and yet none of them actually really acknowledge this. It's like each of them. It looks like they realize that they are horrible people, especially Iltanashi, but none of them actually say, "We did a bad thing."
Kinda says it in episode 6, but
He does, but no one else does. But yeah, and it's like that scene. Well, that scene actually did, you know, make the actual like they were already kind of horrible people to begin with, stealing everyone's food.
What wasn't stealing the people? From what I can tell, how it works is the people willingly buy the meal tickets and they let them go.
They buy the meal tickets and then they, like, it's never really been, you know, I don't think that it's ever actually been, you know, they let the meal tickets go. They buy the meal tickets and then the people in the anti-god squad, they turn on giant fans and steal them all.
Yeah, they don't blow out of pockets. The people are holding them out, so. And this happens at every concert, so.
I don't see a single one of them holding a ticket out.
I thought they showed that in the first episode.
I don't remember a single person holding a ticket out.
But.
The first episode, they showed this. They showed Operation Tornado. But I do not remember a single person ever, like, holding a ticket into the air and letting it go into the breeze. It's all just, yeah, fucking concert! Oh, no, my money!
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not the point.
Yeah, it's not the point, but still, thinking about it. Like, they didn't realize that Ayato, the vice president, I guess. They didn't realize he was a real person, so there could be dozens of other people in the school who they don't notice is a real person who now go hungry.
Once again, when I said I don't think that's the point, I think them not showing holding up the tickets is not to indicate that the tickets are being stolen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is supposed to be willingly given, because once again, they just keep going to these concerts. Even if they do magically fly out of their pockets, these people keep going to these concerts with meal tickets.
Yeah,
and only meal tickets fly.
It doesn't make
a lot of sense that they're stealing them out of people's pockets or anything like that.
They're NPCs.
It doesn't
fit.
They don't
actually realize anything that's happening. I'm like, fuck, they make guns out of dirt. They can rip people's meal tickets out of their pockets with fans. You don't know. Those fans made of dirt.
I don't think so.
But, like you said it yourself, they're NPCs.
Yeah, true.
For all you know, their things get automatically replenished.
Yeah, true. We don't really exactly know
every
how...
Night, yeah, every night, every day at midnight, they get...
Works.
The pocket full of meal tickets.
Every day they just wake up. It's like, oh, what am I going to get? Oh, look! Meal tickets! Or they actually just make meal tickets out of dirt and they don't even notice it. It's like, oh, what can I get for lunch? Just knock their shoes on their desk and it just turns into meal tickets. We really don't know how this world works.
Well, yeah. That's
we do seem to be lacking some information.
But yeah, so God, man, just... I'm kind of depressed. I'm a little depressed about all this, actually.
Moving on to episode 6, I gotta ask my one first question. When was it established that you can't kill NPCs and why? They're like, we can't kill NPCs. They refuse to do anything to NPCs. I don't know why.
Despite the fact that they're, you know, NPCs.
It might just be a thing on principle. You know, they have literally nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
They're not responsible for our situation.
Well, as far as they know.
Yeah.
And yet this, like, one girl who they call Angel is just... She's the source of all their problems. She's the bane of our existence. Fuck her.
Well, as far as they know, yeah. She's the one enforcing everything. You know, and nobody ever bothered to just talk to her.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm guessing they're all idiots. Well, I wouldn't need to actually guess. They're pretty much idiots.
Well, yeah.
The one thing I shall be curious to find out is why she doesn't disappear.
Well, wasn't that kind of established?
She does not fit the model student role. Well, she does, sorry. She fits the model student role.
Yeah, but, like, we learn in episode 6 that, you know, people disappear when they're, like, when any unfinished business that they had in life gets finished. Like, Iwasawa, when she disappeared, like, her goal was, I want to sing. Like, I want to, like, build my heart out with this acoustic guitar. And then she does that and disappears.
Yeah, in this particular heaven, I think, because I'm pretty sure there's multiple things for different kinds of people.
Yeah, I think they set that up later.
This is the one for young people, so it's set up like a school, so you can have your youth, your ideal youth experience.
Yeah,
like, I think they don't show everything, but they try and cover this school sort of thing, would try to cover all of the bases of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and they do a fairly good job, but yeah, that's the thing. It is like, she has some unfinished business in her life that is not being completed by her being the model student.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why she's
not the model student thing that's making you go away. It's
that was just like the anti-god squad's original idea.
Yeah, I guess,
you know, maybe that would make a person who committed suicide because of friends or something. He'd be a student and have a bunch of friends and stuff, and like, my dreams come through, and
then boop,
stuff, and pop, and pass on to the next level, or whatever it works, reincarnation. Yeah, I don't think they ever really say.
Yeah, it's like they...
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like, I'm guessing that these guys, they're like, okay, this is kind of weird, what's going on? And they see one person disappear because of something. It's like, oh my god, the school's doing it, we need to stop the school. Fuck the school! We don't need no education.
I guess as an example, if Hinata was the model student, he would probably join up clubs and be in a baseball game and would catch that fucking ball
and catch that pop fly and win the championship.
Yeah.
You know.
And not do drugs. Or maybe his goal is drug related. We don't know.
Yeah, he never got to try ecstasy.
Yeah, it's like, I want to get high on every drug on the planet. Can you help me? It's like, don't worry, we have plenty of dirt.
I know for a fact that I know the reason Tachibana isn't disappearing. But
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that when we get to it.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, that happens. That's a sort of last
end series thing.
Minute reveal of at the end of the series.
Yeah. So, but anyway. So, episode 6. Ayato's kind of fucked up, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, while episode 5 did have its own tonal shift, this had an even harder tonal shift.
Yeah.
Like me, freaking out saying, oh god, that was dark. Like, I wasn't, like, joking or anything. That was, like, me playing things up. I was actually kind of surprised how dark this got.
Yeah, it was kind of a very quick descent to that.
You know, like, it started out, you know, like, fine. Like, oh, we have a new, like, oh, we have a new villain. And then, you know, everything's fine and everything. It's like, oh, look, that weird fucking goth Lolita chick's getting mad at Hinata. Oh, those two kids. Okay, he's beating students in the roof. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it starts raining in horribleness. And then they're in the ominously lit jail cell. And then, oh my God, everyone's fucking dead.
Well, as dead as you can be.
Yeah, as dead as you can be in that world. But still, like, they got fucked up.
And then sad backstory.
Yeah, we never actually, you know, like, with the, like, whole massacre thing, we don't often see in this world the after effects of the death. The death just kind of happens. And usually in a pretty funny way.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, we actually got to see their bullet-riddled corpses.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not quite as funny as, like, Noda pulling Team Rocket out the window. After getting hit with his own hammer.
Yeah, that character becomes the Naota. He becomes interesting. In the next couple episodes, at the very least.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of things I want to say with him happen later in the series, and we'll get to that, but...
Yeah.
For now, he is... Like, I don't know, did he know hypnotism before coming to this world?
No, I think it was sort of... Like, he developed it similar to the, like, the guard skills or whatever.
Okay, so he just, like, wrote some computer code, like, typed in some shit, like, SCSI, and then got hypnotism powers?
I mean, not necessarily. It's...
Like, but he found, like, a book?
It's an unknown. Yeah.
Basically, it's sort of been established that you can pretty much... If you can think of it, you can probably do it if you really want to.
So everyone in this world has really limited imaginations.
Well,
it's like
not everybody in the world has really grasped the gravity of the situation. They know they can make stuff out of dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, it's like Hinata, it's like Tachibana. She makes hand blades and can, like, clone herself and stuff. What do we have? Guns.
Yeah, I'd be giving myself some awesome superpowers. I'm flying, yeah, just, bitches!
Yeah, just chronicle that shit. Just make the weird fucking space thing out of dirt. Then get telekinesis. And then go crazy. It's a natural progression. Or at least make some fucking future guns.
I've always wanted a lightsaber. Just saying.
Like, yeah, like, Noda is the most interesting out of that, like, the most imaginative out of that entire group, considering the fact that he has a giant fucking battle axe halberd thing.
Well, about the future guns thing, like, they need to know the basic mechanics of how it'll work. Like, when they went down to the guild, they had that giant cannon that exploded when they tried to fire it, because they kind of just made that up on the fly.
Yeah, but are you saying that, like, Takayama wasn't the kind of guy who would, like, look up the fucking blueprints for fake guns from his favorite TV shows that they couldn't actually be made? And just look at all those and go, okay, I know how to make a fucking, like, I know how to make a phaser.
As another note, it does seem like they're not as limited as they think based on the guard skills.
Yeah, like did Tachibana know the mechanics of developing fucking, like techno blades out of her arms before he died? Because if you did, that'd be awesome. But I highly doubt that.
That's her past. She came back from the future and was killed.
Yeah, the time travel back just was too much for her. In the future, everyone has techno arm blades and cloning abilities. The future is basically Fullmetal Alchemist crossed with Naruto.
Exactly.
It'll be a big resurgence of alchemy, and then we'll all learn ninja skills. It'll be awesome. I can't wait for the future.
Anyways, we're pretty off on tangent now, so I think we're mostly done talking about the episodes, yes?
I got nothing else to say. Pudge?
No, we seem to have covered most of the bases, and some of the not bases.
We covered the bases and surrounding areas.
Yes.
So, yeah. episode 5 and 6, they definitely do feel like a total shift away from what the series has been previously, but they're still really good. And still, you know, and have, you know, progression into what the series will eventually become.
Yeah, you can think of this as sort of a turning point. There's in a key visual arts series, there's always
a point couple of
episodes return. Which are like, guess what? Everything's going to shit.
Yeah, it's like, hey guys, guess what? Key!
Yeah. Oh, it was a happy-go-lucky anime before this? Remember who made this. Key visual arts! And they just
pull the
shit
rug
all over everything.
They just pull the rug from under you and have you fall into a pit of emos and nails.
Yeah. And that's basically what's going to happen in the next few episodes.
Someone will cry.
But in the best way, as only Key is able to do.
Yeah. Like, no matter how much, like, we're talking about it, how much, like, it sounds like we're not fans of it, we are. We are. Like, me and Pudge, like, I don't know about Bovi, but
I like it so far. I'm sure I have to experience the whole thing to really, you know, experience it, but
yeah. And I just realized, this is the first time, I think, that there's been a anime club where me and Pudge have known about the series more than you. Like, usually it's me in the dark.
Which is odd, because I honestly haven't watched that much. It's just everything I've watched, Pudge has watched.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have watched a lot.
And everything I've watched, you guys have never heard of. It's like, hey guys, let's watch
Dogs. I have to wonder
where
you get this shit, because you always go to the obscure ends, because I'm still near the surface, near the, you know, this stuff is somewhat known.
Yeah, I'm like the guy who accidentally fell down like 5 flights of stairs and started to find the really obscure shit in the basement. But I didn't mean to.
And now it's where you dwell.
Yeah, I live in the basement of anime. Everything is horrible and dusty down here. So yeah, that's going to do it for this week. thank you all for joining us. So next week, we'll take a look at episodes 7 and 8 and trying not to cry.
Because
now that we hit the turning point.
Oh, Troy. I'm not sure there's a... There might be a big thing in... Oh, there's a big happening in 7 and 8, I think. That it's not an emotional thing, I don't think.
It's just a plot event?
Yeah, it's a big, important thing. But,
okay.
You know, we'll get to that when we get to that.
Yeah, just know, it's coming.
Dun dun. Or the Law and Order dun dun thing.
What, did I just find a dead body?
Anyways.
Yes, fuck, we're getting off topic on signing off. Like I said, next week, we take a look at episodes 7 and 8, but throughout the rest of the week, we'll do other stuff like the anime podcast, which will be going up the same day as episodes 7 and 8, plus other podcasts, news, possibly reviews, commentary tracks, and other video stuff. So please, check all that stuff out, dustorprods.com. But until next week, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi Wan.
And I'm Pedro John.
We'll see you guys next time.